the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone. It's caught! It's
Greg Jennings.
Touchdown! Oh, my heavens!
Greg Jennings.
Welcome to Minnesota! Oh, my heavens!
Yeah, I'd rather be with you.
That's what Greg Jennings said when addressing free agency, and lo and behold, he's here. New Vikings wide receiver Greg Jennings joins the 9 to noon show on your home for Vikings football. Greg, I'm Paul Allen. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Pleasure to be on the show.
Welcome to Minnesota. That first trip back to Lambeau Field next year, man, it's going to be crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. You know, business as usual. Obviously, I have some history there. Appreciate the opportunities that they gave me. Great organization, but the song said it best.
Yeah, that you would rather be in purple and gold, Bootsy Collins. Oh, did you, you know, and in looking at that, Greg, how legitimate of a chance did you have to play for somebody else? I mean, was Green Bay all on you to come back and play with Aaron Rodgers and the gang?
I'll say this. Mr. Spielman and Coach Frazier and the Wolf family, they were more in tune to me playing in this color and with this organization than Green Bay was. So the decision was made, and I'm excited about it, and even more so than me being excited about it, my family's excited about it. That always makes it easy.
What outside of the cash and the security, what excites your family about coming here?
Just the change, the overall change. Obviously, you know, I'm a small city guy. Minneapolis isn't a huge city, so it's a grade up. But you know, just what you guys were able to do last year with the pieces that you had, obviously the interest was there because of that, and the youth and the ability to grow. I think when you have a window of opportunity, you have to take advantage of it. And I definitely feel like the window is opening for this ball club and this organization. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Greg, last year in that first game at Lambeau, that December 2nd game, if Christian does not throw that ball to Morgan Burnett, we win.
I mean, I don't know all of that, but one thing I do know,
yeah,
you can't change the outcome of what took place.
Correct.
But you can in your mind, but what the reality is what it is. There's no changing that. So, you know, right now I'm a Christian fan. So, yeah, he can't throw that ball to Morgan Burnett anymore.
Well, and in that game, too, because we were so wound up for that game, it was kind of that early third quarter pass, that was kind of the bottom for us, because then we beat the Bears, we went to Houston, we beat you guys at the end of the season, then sadly we lost our quarterback into the playoff game. So like you said, that's the cliched water under the bridge. Now we have you. We have a boatload of rock star draft picks to get this thing even better. But in that game, that was your first game back from that sports hernia. So, you know, well, the way we looked at it going there was, Greg's an elite receiver. He's killed us all of his career. But if only for a day, it's probably going to take him a game to get back. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that. And honestly, that was one of those games where, you know, I wasn't scripted to play a lot of plays. They wanted to limit me to about 20, 25 snaps. I ended up getting more snaps than that because Jordy went down again. And I was able to kind of get back into the swing of things a little bit there. But, yeah, that was kind of my gauging game to kind of allow me to get my feet wet a little bit coming off that injury.
Greg, last one on other teams potentially flirting with you before you decided to join the Vikings. Did New England come running at you late?
They did. They did. New England did, and obviously the interest was there. But I had already committed to the visit with the Vikings, and I was excited about the visit. So it wasn't like I was second-guessing, like, oh, man, New England is on me now. We knew that would be a potential, barring what took place with Welker. But it was about what would be best, the best fit for myself and my family. And I mean, just the people within the organization, being around Rick and Leslie and Coach Stewart and Coach Musgrave and some of the other guys in that building. It was pretty much a love affair, honestly, from the time we got off the airplane. So I'm excited.
When you Greg Jennings, new Vikings receiver, former Packer on the 9 to noon show, it's 10:02. I'm Paul Allen. When you had that glitzy dinner with your wife and the Vikings executives at the nice steakhouse Manny's, Jared Allen was in attendance. What did Jared bring to the conversation that evening?
Oh, he just brought his typical self. His typical crazy, never know what you know what you're going to get, but you never know what he's going to say. You know, I had the opportunity. I've known Jared for a while now, both on the field and a little off the field. So I pretty much know what kind of guy Jared is. He just was real with me. He told me the pros, the cons. I mean, it was what it was, and I mean, obviously he understands the importance of getting pieces together to make this run, and he definitely made his point to say, get over here and get signed. So, like I said, I'm excited. Couldn't be more happier to be where I am today.
You had a nice run with Aaron Rodgers, man. You won a Super Bowl. I mean, you guys were lethal, specifically when Donald Driver was a little younger. Of course, you got Finley and Jordy Nelson. James Jones came together. Randall Cobb's in the mix now. But in your days back with Brett Favre, you had some very, very big catches with Brett. Did you in any way reach out to Brett during this free agency equation and chat with him about what his days in Minnesota were like?
Absolutely. We were literally, as I got off the plane and Coach Musgrave walked up to me, I'm on the phone with Brett. I spoke with Brett probably two or three times throughout this process, a lot via text and then on the phone as well, but he shot me straight. I knew if there was one person that would shoot straight and tell me exactly what I wanted to hear and things that I possibly didn't want to hear, it would be Brett. So he did that for me, and again, he's excited, I'm excited, and we're moving forward.
Greg, you mentioned at your press conference that before you made your decision, you wanted to watch some Vikings film just to get squared away with the next X amount of years of your life and this very – this hopefully is the final place you play in your National Football League career. When you talked about what you saw in Christian Ponder, being a mobile quarterback, I think I can work with him, lack of talent or with all due respect outside, now here you come. But when you saw the attention Adrian Peterson was receiving, how do you think that factors into how teams are going to cover you?
They have to respect what he's done. Obviously, he's a workhorse on this side of the ball. That won't change. He brings to the table what he brings every single week, you know, week in and week out. And you have to account for a guy like that. And even when you account for a guy like that, you see what he did last year. You see what he's done throughout his career. You prepare for him week in and week out, and yet you can't really corral the guy. So he's one of those guys that's going to always demand attention and is going to take a lot of pressure off the guys around him. And I'm just fortunate to be one of those guys around him now, so I won't be able to get that coverage that teams might want to play. And so, I'm excited. He opens it up for everyone.
It was unbelievable, some of the stuff we saw at the end of the year, man. I mean, you got the 8 and the 9 in the box. I remember watching your safeties at Lambeau Field about 15, 20 yards from the line of scrimmage, then guessing the snap and just sprinting up into gaps. When we went to St. Louis, they used a 5-man defensive line the entire first quarter. Adrian was able to break free for 80-plus for a touchdown there. That, you know, that should really excite you, is whether you're coming from the outside or coming from the slot. Because I remember last year, Greg, you played out of the slot a lot, didn't you?
I did. I played out of the slot a lot. You know, last year was really my first year playing more majority slot. And it had a lot to do with James Jones having a lot of success, Jordy having success on the outside, and just trying to flow back into the things without, you know, disrupting what they had going. And, you know, with Randall being in the slot, we kind of shared time in the slot, and that was going in and out. Outside and inside, so I have a good feeling and good gauge of what to expect in playing in, from playing in the slot. I like playing it all, though. You know, I like being versatile. I like moving around. So, and that's another thing that played a huge role. You know, I'm going to be able to move around the offense and be utilized very well.
And you're not Calvin Johnson or Andre Johnson big, but you've always been very good in the red zone, inside the 20. What are some of your keys?
My key is just to be the best I can be. It's not about being a big receiver or being the fastest receiver. It's about what you using what you have. And I know what my strengths are, and I play to my strengths. I play to, you know, getting hands off me and getting the ball, when the ball's in the air, going to get it with attacking the ball with my hands. And you're just creating separation at the top of the route. I mean, you know, you don't have to, like I said, you don't have to be the biggest, you don't have to be the fastest, but you have to do some things right. And, you know, that's how guys have success. That's how I'm able to have success.
With that film you watched, Greg Jennings is our guest, new Vikings receiver. With that film you watched on the Vikings offense, what are some things with Christian Ponder's game that you think need to improve or you liked?
I'll start with what I liked, because obviously they were going to show me most of what he did to be successful, but I watched, I was able to see him make all throws. He has a very strong arm. He can move within the pocket. He probably, if there's one thing that I would say, he probably, as every young quarterback, can work on accuracy
right
at outside the pocket, but, that'll come, you know, again. And this is, To his credit, I mean, he had every right to be frustrated with the pieces that were around him. Again, no disrespect, with Percy going down and him having a young group of guys around him. He had every right to be a little frustrated, but he played with what he had, and he was able to have success. You know, Kyle Rudolph stepped up for him, a huge deal there. But he throws a great ball. He throws a great deep ball. He's one of those guys that can make any throw on the field. And as a quarterback and as a receiver, you that's where it starts. Can he make every single throw? And he can definitely do that.
And, Greg, you having played with Aaron Rodgers, I'm not going to put an Aaron Rodgers comparison on Christian Ponder. I mean, Aaron's already elite, and he won a Super Bowl. But I remember, I think it was 2008, when we debuted against you guys on Monday Night Football, Tavares Jackson was the quarterback here. That was Aaron's first start. And I remember that season, there would be a lot of times Aaron would look at you or look at one guy, roll out to the right because he was comfortable that way, tuck the ball away and run. And we saw that with Christian a fair amount early last year, where just through maturity, he'll go through his progressions better. And now that we have you on the outside with Rudolph in the middle of the field and Adrian running the ball, the expectations for Christian, that they should be very high.
Absolutely, and the one thing about this game that I love is a little competition pushes you into acceleration really fast. And so with bringing Matt Castle in, Christian's going to be confident, which he should be. He should be confident. He's a really good quarterback. He's young. He's maturing. He's going to get better with experience. We all know that. It's evident in his success that he's had thus far. But when you have someone that can help in that tutelage stage, you know, giving him the ins and outs, Matt Castle has experience. He's had a full year under his belt, you know, with years under his belt with Kansas City and then with New England.
Mm-hmm.
So he has the knowledge, and just with being around that, he's going to get better. And knowing that he's kind of breathing on his neck a little bit, he's going to make sure that he does what he needs to do to get the job done. Which, speaking with him on the phone, another thing that you look for a guy to be is confident, and he is definitely a confident young man. So when you have confidence is everything. And speaking to him on the phone, he has all the confidence in himself, which gives me even more confidence in him.
Have you chatted with Adrian Peterson yet?
I haven't chatted with Adrian yet. I've chatted with him before. He knows how I feel. He knows.
Hey, we all knew how you felt kind of from afar at the end of the season. I mean, we're going into the last game of the season, and you come out publicly and say, shoot, I think it'd be great to watch Adrian Peterson break Eric Dickerson's record. I just kind of let that one pass by. Then we're getting ready to play you in the postseason at Lambeau, and you come out again and say, Well, of course I'd rather play indoors. It's more comfortable. So then I come on the radio show and I'm like, is Greg Jennings lobbying to play here before the season's over? This is the weirdest thing ever.
It wasn't a lobby, but obviously Adrian's a great, he's a great back. And, you know, when you have an opportunity to achieve something like that, obviously I didn't want him to get the full 200 and some odd yards on us. I thought that he was going to have more success against the Texans than he did, but
which
would leave like maybe 100 yards left, but which would make it easier for me to have made that statement, which I made it before you guys even played the Texans. But,
okay.
When he has 208 some yards to go, and he's had more than that the previous game that we played, I mean, it's like, man, it's not a long shot. It definitely wasn't.
You have a Super Bowl ring and we don't. So hopefully bringing you here, drafting the hell out of it again in a month and a half like Rick and his staff did last year, hopefully everybody can make the Mission Meadowlands together and we can make some memories, okay?
Absolutely. That's the plan.
Nice meeting you, Greg. Congratulations on the deal. Bless you and your family, and I look forward to meeting you in person, okay?
Likewise. Appreciate it.
Yep. See you.